The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, 1st Chapter, text number 2, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on May 6, 1976, in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Parikshit Maharaj is trying to understand pravritti and nivritti. Pravritti means here, in this material world, anyone who has come, beginning from Lord Brahma, down to the small ants, they have come on account of pravritti, means for enjoying sex. This is material world. So long one will be engaged in sense enjoyment in different varieties, he will have to remain within this material world. Krishna is so kind. We wanted to enjoy this material world. Therefore, He has given us full chance. Yes, you enjoy. Krishna does not want that you should enjoy this material world. That is not He. Sometimes the foolish man, they say that Krishna has given us this facility for sense enjoyment, why we shall not enjoy? Sometimes the so-called rishis and yogis, they also say, yes, when you have got the senses, it is meant for enjoyment. Why it should be stopped? Yes, really, it has to be stopped. If you want real life of eternal enjoyment, then you have to stop. If you don't stop, then you remain here. Bhutta, utta, praliyate. You have to take birth according to your desire, either as Brahma or as ant or as a cat or as a dog, as a demigod, and according to your capacity, Krishna will give you. All right. Jidathāvāṁ prabhattam sritāṁ sathayyo vajāmaham. If you want from Krishna sense enjoyment, He'll give you all facilities. But Krishna does not want. Krishna said, sarva dharmān parityajya māmi tam sarvam. That is His mission. That you will never be happy in this process of pravritti mārga. Krishna bhulya jīva bhogavāñchā kare pāsate māyā tāre japotiyā dhāre. Māyā means the condition in which I enjoy material sense. That is called māyā. Maya, japotiya dharma. Japotiya dharma means catches. All right, come on. There are two things, light and darkness. If you remain in light, there is no darkness. And if you prefer to remain in darkness, there is no light. Two things. So Maya is darkness and Krishna is light. That is our motto in the Back to Godhead. Godhead is light and darkness is desire. Where there is God, there is no darkness. This is our position. So, pravritti lakhana straiva trayunra visayomani. This is pravritti. There are different pravrittis. Sometimes, some animal wants to eat something, another animal wants to eat another thing. But that is pravritti. Just like the hog, he is satisfied with stew. That is also terrible. And a Latin human being, he is satisfied with nice halwa. So this is pravritti. According to, therefore it is said, pravritti lakshana straiva Trigunam Vishayavila. Trigunam. According to modes of nature. One is in the modes of goodness, his foodstuff is different from the person in the modes of ignorance. Therefore we find so many varieties of foodstuff, varieties of taste. This is all within this material world. It is not that sometimes this morning we are talking about vegetarian and non-vegetarian. Our mission is not to make non-vegetarian a vegetarian, no. Our mission is that either you are vegetarian or non-vegetarian, doesn't matter. You become Krishna consciousness. Carry on. To become vegetarian is not very good qualification. It is better than the non-vegetarian. But that is not the ultimate solution. The ultimate solution is when you become a lover of God. That is ultimate. So we are not preaching this vegetarianism. Just like there are Jains, or many other religious systems, Buddhism. They are after making people vegetarian. But the law of nature is that one living entity is the food for another living. That is the law of nature. You find even in the lower animals, they are eating one another. That is the law of nature. Ahasthani sahasthanam, apadani chatushpadam. This is the law of nature. Ahasthani, one who has no hands, he is the food. They are all animals. The animal which has no hands, just like goats and others, they have only legs. So they are food for the animals with hands. Ahasthani sahasthana. That is the law. Apadani chatushpada. The animals which has no leg, that means which cannot move, the plants, the grass, the trees, they cannot move. They have got legs, but they cannot move. Their legs are meant for eating. And your mouth is meant for eating. The trees, therefore, they are called padabo. They drink water by the leg. This is God's creation. You cannot think that how it is possible to drink water by the leg. But it is God's creation, you see. You pour water on the leg of the tree, it becomes very luxuriant, healthy. So different. And so far God is concerned, he can eat with legs, he can see with hands, he can eat with eyes. That is God. That is God. Angani jasya sakalendriya vittimanti pashtam tipaasya kalavaram tiram jagat. Angani, that is transcendental. He is not under any rule. He is not under any rule. If you say, why Krishna is eating by the eyes? Yes, that is Krishna. That is Krishna. If you offer something, Krishna, simply by seeing, he is eating. That is Krishna. And again, if you say, if he's eating, why the plate is full? That is Krishna. Purnasa purnamaraya purnameva vasishyate. Krishna is not a hungry man like me. That if you give me something, I will eat everything. Finish. No. Krishna can take the whole plate, still eating the whole plate, for giving prasada. So try to understand Krishna in this way. And if you actually understand Krishna, you are liberated immediately. janma karma chadi bandh me din julana adhikarta. How Krishna eats, how Krishna thinks, how Krishna works. If you understand all these things, then immediately you become liberated. Tattadi yam punar janma naiti mami. Immediately become. The only thing is we are rotting in this material world because we do not know Krishna. That is it. You will not be admitted in the spiritual kingdom unless you know Krishna, what he is. And as soon as you understand Krishna, you get it. Come on. Taktadiham punar janma naiti mami ki kaunta. And as soon as you go, jagratyana nivartante tad dhāma paramanta. Everything is expected. And therefore Krishna comes. We have got pravritti to enjoy this material world. Krishna comes personally, this will not help you. He comes personally. You give up this habit. You simply surrender to me, I will take you back home. This is pravritti-sanghutanam nivritte su mahabalam. We are inclined to enjoy this material world. But if we stop this material enjoyment, we are fit for spiritual enjoyment. That is the situation. Therefore Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that asaddhana purusha, asaddhana purusha dharma sasa parantapa aprapamana nivartante mitru sansara vartante. Asaddhana, what Krishna is speaking in the Bhagavad Gita. If we take it like Krishna speaks, I am not going to accept it. Asaddhana, there is no faith in the words of Krishna. Asaddhana purusha dharma shastra, the religious system which I am speaking. What is that? Sarvadharmar brittanya mamekam sadhi, religious. So if one is neglectful, does not like this proposal, then what is the result? Aprapamana, he will never get me. Aprapamana divartante mrittu sansara vartani. Then he will have to continue this process, mrittu sansara vartani. He will take birth, again die, again take birth, again die. That is mrittu sansara vartani. Pravritti lakshanastaiva karigunna visayamane jo asau alina prakite guna sarga punapana. So, we have to give up this habit that I am master, I can enjoy, I can do, I am independent. You have to give up this habit. Then, you will be eligible for going back to home, back to God. Thank you very much.